high school. You went to St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota. What degree did you pursue, and what prompted you to major in that area of studies?
So this is interesting because after all the math and science in high school, I decided to pursue the degree of American Racial and Multicultural Studies, which was a kind of a more of a lesser known degree at St. Olaf College. This was a struggle with my parents as well, because I was going for a degree in biology and I was pre-med, and I decided around my, I think it was my sophomore year in college, that I've taken all the biology classes I wanted. I've taken the human biology, cell biology, microbiology, and I was not interested in plants. the only classes left for me to take to complete my degree was plant biology, a few of those classes, and I was just absolutely not interested in it. And I said, I don't want to take this. I don't want to pursue biology. And my minor at the time was American Racial and Multicultural Studies, which was fascinating to me because it was a study of how the different cultures races in Minnesota, or actually in the U.S., the different experiences of the different ethnic groups, and African Americans and Hispanic Americans, gay Americans. It was just fascinating, and so I decided to pursue that degree, much to the chagrin of my parents. And I remember having a conversation with them, saying, "Well," and they said, "Well, if you have a biology degree, this is what you could do. If you have an American Racial and Multicultural Studies degree, what could you do?" And I had to convince them that this was a valid degree, and that it would help me in the future.
But in May 1998, you graduated magna cum laude from St. Olaf College. Now, I would like you to describe that moment in your life and your family's.
Well, it was a very good day. I remember feeling very proud and feeling like I wanted to express my Filipino-ness during my graduation. So I decided I would, instead of my graduation cap, I wore some Muslim headgear, and mm-hmm. like a Filipino Muslim headgear, and then I also wore a kind of a Muslim what that cloth is called, but I wore a
batik.
Sash mm-hmm. Across my chest to express my being Filipino during graduation.
You still majored in multicultural studies.
I did.
Now, at this time, did your parents' feelings change?
I think they slowly warmed up to the idea. Mm-hmm. And I think that they were okay with it in the end.
Especially after having graduated magna cum laude.